Dave Ennett and I are about to have a little breakfast with the Blackhawk, Dylan Strom. Good morning, Dylan. How are things in Minnesota?
Things are pretty good. Cold, but, you know, things are good.
You know, before we get to the serious questioning here, I want to ask you about something. You were playing in the Ontario Hockey League. You were a rookie. You were 16. Did somebody have to drive you to the games? How did that work?
Usually we actually had, like, the older guys on the team would come around and pick us up, so we all had billet houses that were pretty close to each other, so I didn't have a car my first year, and I don't think many young guys did, so we just got the older guys to swing around and pick us up.
I can't imagine, doing what you did at 16, because I think back about what I was doing at 16, and as the saying goes, I could barely make a fist, and here you are, a rookie standout for Erie, and your brother played as well, correct?
Yeah, he played at 16 as well, and also my younger brother did, too. So I think it was since my older brother did it, we all want to do it and try to follow in his footsteps. And, luckily we all got drafted by great teams, and we're very fortunate to be put in the situation that we were put in.
Yeah,
well,
for sure.
Dylan Strom was injured in January, and Dylan, you came back this last game against Arizona. You had been out for 7 games. When you suffered the injury, it was pretty frightening. I mean, no one was quite sure at the time how long you were going to be out. Were you concerned that this might have been a longer term thing than 7 games?
Yeah, and you don't think anything. You know, you never know, I guess, when you get hurt. And I was kind of just, you know, trying to listen to the doctors and see what they said, and obviously it didn't feel great when I tried to go back on the ice. So took the time and recovered, and feeling pretty good now. So just happy to be back, and there was nothing broken, nothing torn. So I'm very lucky, I feel like, and lucky to only miss 7 games.
Now you're feeling good now.
Yes.
All right. So you got Minnesota tonight. You guys have played very well on the road. That's been kind of a recurring theme with this team throughout the year, but lately you've won your last 4 road games. Is there anything that you can see or tell about this team, why you guys have had such a good road record, and how important is it, because you got a bunch of road games coming up here after tomorrow? You got 5 straight on the road.
Yeah, I'm not really sure the exact reason. I think just we realize how important the points are, and how crucial the games are this time of year. So, I think we've just really been down and in, and being focused and doing the things that the coach talks about, and it's been working for us. So, I think everyone can agree that, I think we need to get our home record a bit better, but we've been playing well on the road, so they take the points where you can get them.
Dylan, what was your rehab like? What did you have to do? And I imagine it was tough on a daily basis, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's it's frustrating. High ankle sprains aren't the easiest thing to get past. I was just going to the rink every day, doing a pretty hard bike ride, and trying to do things to strengthen my ankle. Just trying to get back healthy as quick as you can, and do whatever it takes. Just listen to the trainers and follow the right the right steps. And I think that the biggest thing with an ankle is just takes time. So took the time off, and lucky to be back now, and looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, but you guys are in such great shape to begin with. If what happened to you happened to me, I'd be in traction for about 2 years.
So that's the difference, Bob, between you and Dylan.
Yeah, that's why you're a professional athlete, Dylan.
Dylan, let me ask you about your rookie teammate, Dominik Kubalík, because he's starting to get some attention around the league for the Calder Trophy and the Calder Cup, a guy who's got 21 goals here, and he's really come on. I think really, if you go back to the last month or so, the puck has started to find the net for him. What are your thoughts on how he's played so far, and do you see anything different in his game from just having gotten the experience?
No, I think he's just he's getting the chances, and the pucks are going in for him. He's a fast player, and he's got a great shot. I think he's using all those tools that he has to his benefit. Now he's playing obviously with Taser right now, and Taser's playing great. And Kajula has come back from injury, and he's been great as well. So I think that line's really clicking, and obviously it's a huge part of our team, and they make things happen all the time. Whether it's winning a big faceoff in the D zone, or just getting the puck out, or when we have a offensive zone faceoff after a timeout, they're out there, and like I said, they're getting stuff done, and they seem to create something every time they're on the ice. So I think that's obviously a great sign.
You guys are playing the Bruins tomorrow night. You're home tomorrow night. How is it when you're playing back-to-back games? How is that different, and do you have to get set for that in a different way?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, it's obviously a lot less rest, and after the game we'll fly home tonight, get home pretty late, and just try to get as much sleep as we can and get ready for tomorrow. So it's a quick turnaround, but every team's got to go through it, and that's just the way it goes. So, luckily it's a shorter flight tonight. So, I think we're about an hour and a half maybe, and get back home and get to bed. So, obviously, four huge points going up for us.
Minnesota is below you in the standings, but they're also a team that has played very well at home, and obviously they really support that franchise up there. It's a division game for you, so how much more importance is there on this game tonight?
Yeah, especially this time of the year. Usually they're 4-point games where obviously we go, I think we're 6 points up, or we're 4 points up right now, so we win, we go 6 points up, but we lose, we're only 2 points up, so a huge point in the season and huge game. So I think we're playing good at the right time, and hopefully we can find a way to get 2 points tonight.
Yeah, and if things work out, if you do that and you get a little help tonight, you'd be 1 point out of a playoff spot. How much do you guys watch the scoreboard, not during games necessarily, but between games?
Yeah, a little bit. I think there still is 30 games left or so. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little early for that, but obviously we everyone keeps an eye on it. You want to be in the playoffs. You want to be a team that's secured your spot in the top eight, and looking forward to the next hockey. But I think you keep a close eye on it, but at the same time, your games are very important, and you just try to get the 2 points that's up for grabs at the time, and move on from there.
Dylan Strome, go get him tonight. Let's win two this week. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks, Dylan.
Thanks. Have a good day and a good night, Dylan.